Follow me. Go with me. I think the first scripture I'm going to go to today with you would be Haggai. So find Haggai. It's toward the back of the Old Testament. You'll see it there. Just before Zephaniah. Now, today, I'm going to call my message The Glory of the Latter House. And many of you have heard that so many times, but you have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has given me for us. I can't preach to the other people who are not here. I don't try that. I don't aim at that. Only us that's in the house. But of course, we grew up on that word. The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. But I'll never forget the time that my pastor spoke that to me. It was 1987. It was November 9th. And I had just heard that Rick and Jamie had been in that horrible car accident, and they had both died instantly. And he came and he sat at Laney and Doyle's table, and he says these words to me. Now, I'm only 35 years old. And he says to me, "Paulette," and he looks at me with a sternness, and he says, "I need to tell you today by the word of the Lord that your latter house will be greater than the former." And you know what I said? I don't want it to be greater than the former. I liked my house the way it was. I loved my family like that. I don't want to go any former. I don't want to go any latter house. And then I calmed down. And I said, "I know, Lord. I know, Pastor. I know." And he said, "No, you can handle that." I said, "I know. I know." And I learned after that, I began to stand immediately. Stood on Psalms 46:10. I wasn't going to have you do that, Kathy. We can all quote it, but go ahead and put it up so they can just see it. It's still there in black and white. Every now and then, you just need to read like the John 3:16s that you know are still there. Teddy, so good to see you, honey. I'm so glad you're feeling better today and being able to come. Amen. All right, look at this, Psalms 46:10. This will strengthen you every time. I do not care what you are going through. If you'll just get a hold of this. Look, now God says just maintain, be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Psalms 46:10. Read it with me. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted where? And I will be where? It looks like anything but that right now. It doesn't look like he's being exalted in the nations because they hate him. And he said, if they hate me, they're going to hate you. And I don't think we quite all understood that until now. But they do not like us. They who? Oh, that radical, liberal, socialist crowd. They've been in their kitchen cooking up all kinds of weird menus and recipes. Full of lies and full of hatred and full of filth and corruption. And they put it on a cheap platter. And they serve it to everybody on earth, especially in America. And the sad thing, a lot of people have eaten out of that plate. And then they have these cheap little plastic glasses and they pour their, the Jim Jones Kool-Aid into it. And a lot of people have drank that silly Kool-Aid. And now there's another new word that the conservatives are talking about, the word salads. Have you heard that one? Talking about the president and Miss Kamala Harris having a word salad, because it's kind of sometimes mumble jumble. Well, don't eat their salad either. Don't drink their drink. Don't eat off of their plate, even if it looks like a dainty. Don't eat off the plate. But God says, I'm just telling you that I will be exalted in the nations and on this earth. And isn't it, I started to say funny, no, it's not funny. Isn't it amazing that this is Gay Pride Month. Gay Pride Month. Now, Easter only gets the resurrection day, only gets one day of celebration. Memorial Day is one day. Father's Day, one day. Mother's Day, one day. No one else gets a whole month of celebration except Christmas, the day Jesus was born. And we start celebrating him right after Thanksgiving. We start by decorating, and the music comes on, and the stores are decorated. Used to be with nativity scenes. Now it's snowman and, you know, snow. But that's okay. At least they may not say they're celebrating, but I don't care if it's Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. To me, when I hear that, it's Christmas, baby. I don't care. We're just going to have Christmas, and we're going to have Christmas songs. And then you'll get a silent night. You're in the department store. You're over at Macy's, and you're hearing the music, and you're thinking, they're celebrating, and they don't even know it. Celebrating Jesus. And then my sister says to me this week, you know, it's Gay Pride Month, and one of the churches has a girl that gets up to lead worship, and she has a mohawk, and she has a rainbow dye across her hair, and she's leading the worship, and the pastor allows that. Gay pride, what is the sign of that? The rainbow. What was the rainbow? It belonged to God. And he said, as soon as it quits raining, as soon as I quit judging the world under this flood, I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky, and everyone will see it. So amazing that they took the rainbow and made it theirs. And now your little girl wants to buy a rainbow dress or a little rainbow hat or something, and you're like, oh, no, baby. No, let's not get that. Well, that belongs to Jesus. And now they have a whole month to celebrate. And then you all tell me, what does the Bible say? Pride comes before what? Pride now, Pride Month going on for the wrong reason. But he said, oh, that kind of pride comes before the fall. There is a love that God hates, you know. And if you look over into Romans and Ephesians, you'll see one of the loves he hates. He hates the love of the world. And he hates love that people begin to worship each other's bodies. But I don't like that. It's an abomination to me. So, just think of all the names and the hate speech. They call hate speech if you're conservative and you have kind words or good words or protective words. It's hate speech. All right, you know what? I could just go on all day on that. But I just want to say it's very dangerous territory. It is just so dangerous. It's just like, and this isn't original. I think this came from... Charles Spurgeon, maybe. Charles Spurgeon said this about sinners walking in grace. Just walking. I mean, sinners walking because of grace, that they haven't fallen into hell. He said, to walk without God is like walking across hellfire on a lacy cloth full of holes, and you could fall in at any minute. Was it not for the grace of God? So it's very dangerous, these parades that they are having. But if you looked at Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said, I want to tell you all a parable. And he says, there was a man who had a field. This farmer had a great field. And in that field, he said, it was just beautiful. And the crops were starting to come up. And all of a sudden, there were tares. All the weeds and tares got all in the field. And the story goes like this. He said the disciples came to him and said, Master, how did those tares, or the farmers, how did the tares get in my field? And he said, oh, the enemy came and sowed those while you were asleep. While the church was asleep, the enemy came in and sowed tares among us. And so tares all over the world. And then the disciples said, well, Jesus, what do we do? Do you want us to go burn their houses down? Listen, you can read it. It's in Matthew 13. He said, oh, no, don't go burn their houses down. He said, because in the end time, I'll have the angels come and bundle them up. Have them bundle up those that are offended because of the gospel. And those who despise the truth of the gospel, the angels will come at the end time. And Old King James says they will gather them. New King James says they will bundle them. And when you turn on TV, how many times have you heard that commercial about from AT&T? Oh, buy the bundle. We bundle this and we bundle that. We get it all bundled. It's funny how they pick up all these words. And so Jesus said, no, my angel will bundle them up and cast them into the lake of fire. And the others he will gather and take home. Yeah, I think, church, we can say today, you and I are watching right now with our own eyes the bundling up. They're all starting to talk just alike. Talk like Bernie Sanders, AOC, BLM. They all start to talk the same language. Hate speech. All of it just talking as one. Why? Because the angels are starting to bundle them. Very, very, very important time that we're in. All right, let me give you some good news. That's all messy and But I give you good news today. Haggai chapter 2. We are living in this time. Haggai 2. I think we'll just start with verse 7. Get right to the point. And I will shake, say that word. How many nations? I'll shake all nations and they will come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with my glory, says the Lord. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. That's what I'm going to do. That's what he says. I will shake all nations. And now we have seen the second shaking. There's only been two times that the entire world, the globe, has been shaken. All of the nations have been shaken. Now, we got to get away this week and go to the beach, and it was so much fun with the family. I enjoyed them so much, and just good time to rest and get alone. But on the TV, it was showing D-Day. On June 6th. You watch any of that documentary? I know you see it so many times, but there's so much said about it. I should have taken notes, but then I would have gotten over there today. But that was a global event. That affected the entire world. World War II affected the entire globe. All the nations. All the nations were shaken. They said there were only about 8 nations that didn't come in to help. And they stayed back. But they were still affected. Their people were affected. Let me see if I wrote down how many people died. 80 million people died. 80 million people died World War II. And 80% of those were civilians. Innocent people. And the nations of the world were shaken. It was never the same again. Now God says, I am going to shake the nations and they will come to the desire of nations and I will fill this temple with my glory. And then you know that he said in the beginning of Haggai, that he said the glory and the splendor of the latter, listen, the latter house will be greater than that of Solomon and that of the old temple. Well, it wasn't. And you go to read it, the book of Esther. No, it wasn't. They never got that kind of glory in there. But in John, he said there's one greater than Solomon that is coming. And so he is talking about Jesus here. And he's saying when Jesus comes, he will have more glory than that of Solomon in him. And that will be the mystery of the gospel in the last days, that it'll be Christ in us. The hope of glory. The hope of glory is Christ in us. Now he goes a bit farther, and he couldn't, if the glory never came into this place, because this was still standing when Jesus was here, and the disciples looked and said, oh, Jesus, look at that beautiful building. They had all the Pharisees and Sadducees and hypocrites in it. And Jesus said, oh, he said, you could tear that whole thing down. He said, just let me tell you, I will tear this temple down and build it up in 3 days. And they thought he was talking about that beautiful temple. But his glory did come when he came. But then God goes a bit farther. And then in the Hebrews, he says, again, I say I will shake all nations. And the second time he shook all nations was right now during our days. It's just hard to believe that you and I are living in this hour. You know, we've read about it, heard about it since we were children. But to think that we are living in this hour when the entire world was shaken. All nations felt the effect of the pandemic. World War II and a pandemic. Oh, there were a lot of other things that happened. The Roman Empire fell and 9/11, and we had all kinds of things, but it didn't affect the entire globe. It didn't touch all the nations of the world. But he says, no, I'm going to shake them. But the pandemic, COVID shut the world down. I mean, not just America. We just couldn't even believe it. I mean, it's like in a moment, restaurants were shut down. Church doors were shut. Masks came over. And later on then came the vaccine, and you had to have a vaccine passport. All kinds of things began to happen. But there was something good that I've got to tell you before we leave this part right here. Let's go back to World War II. Let me get back to that. I just want to give you the two nations, or the two shakings that shook all the nations. World War II and the pandemic, COVID. You know that. But after World War II, you know what happened? There was an outpour of prosperity. There was a prosperity blessing, and there was glory, and there was riches, and America became the richest nation on earth. And we still are the richest nation on earth. Amen? And we are the most generous nation on earth. And we give to other nations. And we give more money to missions than anyone else on earth. And that's why America has been so blessed. That's why so many of you are sitting in this room right now. And you are so blessed. You went from over there and then you came over here. Why? Because of the goodness of the Lord. After your darkness. Woo! Man, when it's dark and you come out of that and you come out, it's like a wealthy place. Isaiah said, come over here and buy some stuff that you can't buy with money. There's just some stuff you can't buy with money. Like the peace of God. And so they begin to accumulate wealth. And you'll see it right here. Here's how he says, I'll do it. Look at this, verse 8. I love this, verse 8. God says, I'll fill this temple with my glory. Why? Because the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of the latter temple, that's you and me, shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in its place, somebody say, in its place, I'll give you what? Says the Lord of hosts. Not says anybody else, but the Lord of hosts. I'll just give you peace. After all the stuff, all the darkness. Listen, folks, we have history with God. Aren't you glad? I'm giving you history this morning about him. But you have history with him. You remember when he brought you out. You remember when he touched you. You remember where you were, where you're not anymore. You remember all that. And so you have history with him. And I have history with him. And the word gives us all this history and who he is and what he does. And he said, my history. I just want you to know I have all the silver. I own all the gold. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I've got all the oil under it. Whether this administration full of stupid wants to admit that America has oil, we got oil right here. And we don't need to be going to Russia, but you know what? They're just demonstrating Satan's ignorance. That's all. Whoo, y'all are quiet in this Presbyterian church this morning. But he said the glory in this latter temple, meaning us, it's going to be something like no one has ever seen. Now remember, it came after World War II, and riches went wild. And peace went wild. And not, we're talking about material things right now because God talked about material things. He talked about gold and silver. He talked about blessing us. He talked about peace. But then you have to go and see what you and I are after now. The outpouring. And he, after that World War II, after that darkness, he poured into them his glory. Just like he said he would. And revivals broke out, Reformation broke out all over the world. And it came almost as quickly as the war did. War never happens overnight. But it seemed a pandemic happened overnight. Everything shut down overnight. But just as quickly, as God says, it's done, he moves in, and he turns it in a moment. And we just as quickly as we went backwards, we will go forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We go forward. And so then the financial blessing came first. I guess God knew that the poor nations just needed wealth. They just needed to be built up and strengthened because they had so had nothing. Nothing. Couldn't hardly buy clothes or food. And so he said, let me bless you with finances. And he just poured out the finances on the nations and on the people. And then it went to the latter rain. It went to the outpourings of the Holy Ghost. And he began to pour out. And in 1947, he raised up Oral Roberts. And he raised up A.A. Allen. And he began to raise up the T.L. Osbornes. And some of those great men, William Branham. You notice we had all those pictures of those great men out there and great women. And Catherine Kuhlman's. And even the evangelicals like Billy Graham. Billy Graham had such a huge outpouring. Probably spoke to more crowds than any person in the world. And yet the Lord said, take them all down. Took me 2 years to obey his voice. You know, we get caught up sometimes, don't we? So we finally got them all down because he said there's new people going up. There's new things, common folks. Some things are happening right now. So these people begin to preach, and I was thinking about this morning. Now, I've lived long enough now that I saw four of those movements. Now, the first one was in the 50s, and I was just a little girl then, but we'd go to my grandma and grandpa's house, and she always had A.A. Allen on. And A.A. Allen, they would have these people, and they would bring them down the aisle on stretchers, or they would be over here would be the stretcher section, and you know, they would just broken limbs and all kinds of things, and they would be watching that. Well, I didn't know much about it, but the call of God was on me since the time I was a young girl, and oh, there was just something in me when I would see that. It would just rise up in me, and grandma would say, baby, God is healing them through this man. And I loved it. So you saw that in the 50s, and of course, Billy Graham to the multitudes, always talking about salvation. And then you would see all these other fires lit. So we saw the 50s, the 40s, late 40s and 50s. I didn't see the 40s. You all did. You tell me about it. And then in the 60s, I was in my junior high and high school at the latter years. The 60s and saw the Jesus movement and the hippie movement and flower power. And all those begin to come in with their Birkenstocks and flowers in their hair and guitars hanging on their back, whether they could play them or not. I was dating my husband. He was in the Navy, and he sent me a picture of the guns on the big naval ship, and at the end it had the big flower power, big flower on it. I'm like, my gosh, Holy Ghost movement is everywhere. There was Woodstock. But the glory of God fell upon the Jesus people. Some of the churches didn't want them, but still there was a great movement. So I got to see the excitement, feel the excitement of that, and grow stronger in my faith because of who he was pouring his spirit out on. And then after that, there was the 70s and the 80s, and that was a charismatic renewal, and you should have seen that, Miss Angela. Honey, I'm telling you, it hit those old Methodists, and it hit the Catholics, and the Presbyterians, and it hit all the anti-Pentecostals. I mean, it hit those organizational churches, and they were speaking in tongues. I was at the Catholic Bible study when Loretta Rockholt's dad went over and would teach Bible studies and get those people full of the Holy Ghost over there in those prayer meetings in the Catholic Church. That was called the Charismatic Renewal. Well, we just had to get on the ball. Because we're over here talking in old tongues, and man, they got some new tongues going on. You know, we're still Hyundai, and they're like, like, okay. And then you got into the 90s, and there was the Toronto, the Pensacola, the Kansas City. You saw these great revivals, and they hit right after World War II. And then the Hebrides Island, oh my goodness. They said did you know, all you can do is repeat what I've heard in history. But I heard through D.L. Moody's book, and he's an awesome man of God. He said, D.L. Moody said that in the Hebrides revival on the islands, that one entire island was saved and not one person was not saved. They were all saved, every single one of them. So the glory of God fell. So what am I saying here? I believe if that happened once, see, history repeats itself. So if that happened after the horrible, horrendous war, World War II, why wouldn't it happen now? It will, because God said, I will pour out my spirit one more time. I'm going to shake the nations once more. He only speaks of two nations feeling this. And now we've seen all nations be affected by the pandemic. Amen. I mean, this is serious, folks. We're living in a great, great time. It really, it's a good time. So we've seen all those. Many of us saw those, got to witness those movements and love them. But this pandemic came so fast and furious, and I know they had another name for fast and furious, but it came so fast. But you know what I see, and you know it. Satan has used it to create such a culture of fear. Fear and confusion. And in the beginning, there was panic. I mean, just plain old panic. People just panicked. But it's left so much fear on people and just confusion. And Satan's the author of confusion. So let me just mention what we have witnessed here, and I'll leave about probably 50 of them out, and you can name a few more. But you know them. I don't want to bore you, but listen to this. Just for a few. We had instant shutdowns, mask mandates. Businesses went bankrupt, over 18,000. Restaurants were gone, vaccine passports, open borders now. We got a supply chain problem. Can't even get baby formula. I think we're starting to get some of that. Buying oil from people who were once the enemy. Burning riots and calling them peaceful riots. Racism up to here. Abortions up to here. Lawlessness, changing the laws of the land and trying to change the laws of God. Trying to kill off our Supreme Court justices. Who in the world could think that that would ever happen? Then we had the George Floyd death, and that caused BLM to get up. And then they marched, about 100,000 of them marched through L.A., or excuse me, not L.A., but Fairfax, which was what? It was a Jewish community. Jewish. Why would they hit the Jewish community? They're fighting against racism, yet it's going racism against them. And then you had election fraud, and then you had January 6th, and inflation now, and gas prices, and the filth, and the crime, and the violence. But I want to remind you, we have history with God. Now just keep your eyes on him, and I'm going to give you the conclusion of the whole matter now, and I'll be done. Because this one, you could just go on all day long. I could be here until next week and preach this whole thing 10 more times. in a different way. Look at Haggai. Kathy, give me Haggai 2, 8, verse 8 and 9. Okay, I just wanted you to see this. How will he do this? He will do this again. He said, I will shake the nations again. World War II, he didn't tell us it would be that. He didn't tell us it was a pandemic, but it is. Verse 8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple, say that's me. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He dwells in us, but he said your temple will surpass the beauty of Solomon. There will be nothing like it on this earth. Just as ugly as sin and evil has been, you will be more beautiful than that because you are my bride, the bride of Christ, and there's nothing to compare with that. So, verse 9, the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in its place I will give peace, says the Lord. Trust him with that, church. Trust them, because he said, we read it to you in the beginning, Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted where? In the heavens. And I will be exalted on the earth. Write it down. When he says it, that's just what's going to happen. All right, 2:19. Here's what I want to take you to. 2:19. Now, Haggai asked this about that building temple. He said, is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. Now listen, the church has not yielded much fruit. We've yielded a little bit, but in the past 20 years, listen, this has been 2 decades, and we're going into our third decade of 2020, and we started it off in 2001 with being bombed, and 3,000 people lost their lives. And then it went into recession in 2009. And so the church, we just, some of the mega churches, they exploded. But what's going on with them now? So he said, as yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day, I will bless you. That's what I'm going to do. He said, but from this day forward, I will bless you. And that means we will recover in a moment and move forward just as quickly as we move back. Satan did it in a moment. God said, I'll do it in a moment. I will not allow him to outshine me and what I have done. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet with me, church. And I'll tell you this. Everyone will see his hand. Everyone will see him. If Donald Trump had still been in office, we would all be saying, look what that Donald Trump did. Who would have thought they could have taken him down? But now we're going to see the hand of God, period, period, period. When? I don't know, but I'm just saying, I think we are extremely close. Extremely. I mean, he is bringing us to our places. And you're going to be shocked. You're going to be surprised that you're going to leave the place you're in and come to another level. It's new level time, Brother Greg. It's another level. You know, somebody says another level, another devil. Oh, I don't even want to hear that anymore. I'm tired of that. I think we begin to believe that. New levels, new devils. New levels, no, no, no. New levels, peace with God. New levels, prosperity with God. New level, blessing with the Lord. He's taking us to a new place. Just be still and know that I'm God. And the outpouring is upon us. Now, in Gideon's army, there were over 10,000. He had to pull them away. He said, that's too many, Gideon. Oh, no, I'm not even going to leave you 500. No, I'm just going to take you down to 3. Just get out of here. Upper room, he spoke to over 500 people, but only 380 stayed. Excuse me, 380 left, but 120 stayed in the upper room and got the blessing. At Azusa Street, he came to an old barn at Azusa Street. Used an old one-eyed black man full of the Holy Spirit. And God used him in a way that he never thought he could be used. And that's what he's going to do to everyone. He said, my people will be strong and do great exploits. You know what that means? It means notable miracles. Notable. No, it's not going to be that you have to be a preacher and have a third of the word memorized. You just got to believe him. He said, to those who know me, you will be strong and you will do exploits and you will do it. Take your chance. Somebody's got a stomach ache at your job. See, do you mind if I just say a prayer for you? Before they answer, you say, Jesus, touch her in the name of Jesus. Don't wait for their answer. Just do it. You don't have to, you know, somebody's got a drug addiction. You don't need to start slapping the devil out of them and devil, you know, sliming all over the floor. Just say, come out. I mean, just come out of her in Jesus' name. Don't make a big old scene. That's why people don't let Pentecostals pray for them, because we always got to make a scene. Father, I thank you for what you have told us today. You sure are a mighty God. You're good and you're strong. You watched us as we went into this thing. And Lord, you saw those precious people at World War II. And you saw those great and strong and mighty men that dropped themselves down in parachutes and jumped off ships and did what they did. And the women that cooked for them and the women that were nurses and the women that fought the battle as well. Yes, you saw the 800,000 die, but you also, or the 800 million, but you also saw the 30 million that died with COVID. And we thank you for those that survived it. I thank you that we are all here today. Oh, much smaller crowd, but Lord, it's okay. You've got it. It's all right. We're here. And the other churches are opened and they're there. And I bless them. I bless the Nazarene Church. I bless First Assembly. Lord, I bless Glad Tidings. We just bless these churches, Lord. We're doing our best to gather together to worship you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Church, can I tell you something? Sheep stay together. Lainey and I were driving to Bakersfield, and there was a big herd of sheep over here and a big one straight across the road. Some of the others went with them. And by the time we got up there, traffic was stopped, and men were jumping out of their 18-wheelers and trucks, and they were trying to pull those. We couldn't tell if it was people. We just knew it was horrendous, whatever it was. And when we finally got up and we saw them moving these things away off the road, it was sheep. And there were some sheep that followed them. I'm just saying, you guys, be careful who you follow and what you follow. Because you may be doing the very best you can do spiritually in your own walk. Because this Christian life, or I'll just say life, Christian life is the best. Because the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. It didn't say the way of a Christian, the way of a transgressor. When you're breaking the rules of God. So I'm just saying, if you're doing the best you can, and then you go home at night and you're like, what is wrong with me? I just feel so disgusted. I don't know. I don't know. What's wrong with me? Well, look who you were around at work. I mean, you were in an environment out there. You heard stuff. You heard four-letter words coming out of people's mouths. You heard things that you didn't. Lord knows what you hear, Sheriff. I can't even, and you guys at school, I don't even know. But see that, you'll be influenced by that. But just cover yourself in the blood and you'll be fine, you'll be fine. You are the righteousness of God. Just know who you are. So would you come up here with me? Come on, let's just get like a bunch of sheep. Come close. Just stand there. I'm not going to pray for it. I'm not going to lay hands on everybody. But I just want us to be close today. Great are you, Lord. Come on. And we're going to receive this blessing. We're going to receive this peace and this blessing and this protection. I'm so tired of the protection, the lies and the frauds and all this stuff. And then they try to make us believe that over 50% of Americans, or all Americans, believe this. No, all Americans don't believe that mess. Come on. Look at sweet Teddy coming up. That woman of God, I'll tell you, precious in the sight of the Lord. Father, I thank you today. Lift your hands to Jesus. And then, Chris, I want you to sing that, would you? Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Will you pray this with me? Father, we have had a shaking. All the nations. And we stand in for our globe. And America. And California. And the authorities that be. And for the body of Christ. May we receive your peace. Prosperity, divine health, and may you fill this temple with all of your glory, just like you said you would. In Jesus' name, I receive it. Amen. Come on, Chris, let's sing to the Lord. Amen. All right, well, take the blessing home with you. Be filled with his glory. I love you guys. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, turn his countenance toward you, and give you peace in your heart, in your job, in your life, your mind, your home, finances, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you. Have a great lunch.